from KQED.
World leaders are meeting in Paris in 2 weeks, where they'll be trying to agree on how to combat climate change. Among the heads of state, you'll also see California's Governor Jerry Brown. He's spearheading his own international climate movement. KQED's science reporter Lauren Sommer looks at why California is trying to take the lead on an international stage.
Governor Jerry Brown has been on an international diplomatic tour the last few months.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
All about climate change.
The world faces an existential threat.
That was meeting Canadian leaders in July. Then he went to the Vatican.
Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
And he met with Chinese officials in September. And the reason for all these meetings?
Troglodytes.
Troglodytes. That's what Brown calls those who doubt climate change. And when I caught up with him in an interview recently, he was pretty clear about who he meant.
The Republican Congress and all of the Republican candidates are in a very deep state of denial, despite the vast, vast, overwhelming scientific consensus.
Brown says the political stalemate in Washington, D.C. has left a huge void on climate change.
Somebody has to wake up the country to the real danger.
And that somebody is California, he says. Brown has been brokering his own international climate agreement, not with other countries, but with regional governments, like states and provinces in Brazil, Germany, and Mexico. They've agreed to cut their emissions 80% or more by mid-century.
That's more than the nation states.
It's not a binding promise to cut emissions, but Brown says the regions will cooperate on policy and technology. And he says when you add up all 52 signatories, they make up what would be the second largest economy in the world, a message he's taking to the Paris climate talks.
We have to light the fire, if I could use that metaphor, putting as much pressure and support behind this global commitment.
Going it alone is something California is known for. A decade ago, the state took on a landmark climate change goal to cut emissions 30% by 2020. It's the most ambitious policy in the country, and it's remaking California's economy. Record amounts of renewable energy are coming online, like this 16-acre solar farm opening outside Sacramento. Manufacturers and electric utilities have had to cut their emissions, too. And then there's the cars we drive. Automakers are required to offer hundreds of thousands of clean cars for sale on the California market, like the all-electric Nissan Leaf that Jeff Stone is parking at his Southern California office.
And I got to tell you, I love the car.
Stone is what you'd call an early adopter. This is his third electric car.
I've had a Tesla that I loved, and then I had a Coda.
Stone is also a Republican state senator from Riverside County and is not a fan of California's go-it-alone approach.
We represent about 1% or less of any contribution to global warming that happens if it's truly man-caused. And, you know, we can't do it alone.
He argues California's many climate rules have led to higher energy costs and are unfriendly to business.
I think you have business people that are throwing up their arms and they're vacating the state.
That's been the refrain of Governor Brown's critics. But Dan Kamen, a professor of energy at UC Berkeley, says predictions of economic ruin haven't really held up.
None of them came through. In fact, California's economy grew faster than the national average. So we benefited to some extent by having these environmental laws.
And that's California's real symbolic power, says Kamen. It's a testing ground for environmental policies. Just look at today's national standards.
Building efficiency, home efficiency, new standards for windows, new standards for water heaters.
Even cleaner cars. All of them were based on what California did first.
Getting a lead actor like California really helps the federal government see what the options are, see what the hurdles are likely to be.
Which is why at the international climate talks, and Kamen has been to 11 of them, California comes up a lot.
Nonstop. We talk about California all the time.
And that's likely to continue as California's governor heads off to Paris, hoping to make his mark on a world stage. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.